Well, Bob Dylan got a little angry from the stage Tuesday night, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Bob snapped at a fan. Why? Because the fan was taking a picture of Bob on stage while he was performing.
No photographs, please.
Dylan said, quote, well, according to Rolling Stone, their account is that Dylan finally reached his boiling point when he stopped singing Blowing in the Wind after one verse to admonish the audience. Take pictures or don't take pictures. This is what Bob said. Take pictures or don't take pictures. We can either play or we can pose, okay? His audiences apparently are informed that no photos are permitted during the show.
He actually spoke in between songs.
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen very often. The time I saw him, he didn't utter a syllable other than what he was singing.
According to Rolling Stone, it's been a few years since he said anything from the stage.
Okay,
he's like
he's
like Clarence Thomas, man. He doesn't, you know, he's got, you know, he's not going to say anything, but he'll sing. In fact, he doesn't even say good evening. According to Rolling Stone, I mean, there's nothing. He just goes up there, plays, and he's in and he's out. And then he had some kind of stumbling episode where he almost, you know, fell over and hit his head. And
well, he tripped over. He stepped back. I saw it. It was almost, you know, he could have been hurt, but he stepped back and tripped over one of his monitors and almost took a tumble, so like a face plant.
So he's not happy about all that stuff to begin with. Bob's not happy. He doesn't. I don't know why he does it. Why does he keep going out there? Because he doesn't care to be performing for the audience, but he's never not on tour.
Yeah.
He's always out there.
And he's never been happy about the cameras, all the way back to when they had those huge flash bulbs that would go off.
Baboosh!
Like those big poof carbon things that would go off.
Bob goes back that far. Steve Perry of Journey was on the Dan Rather's interview show on Access TV the other night. We played the Sopranos stuff yesterday with Steve Perry talking about the Sopranos. Here's some other stuff. Now, Dan asked him, you know, all right, well, why'd you quit Journey? And then what happened when you quit Journey? What was that all about?
It was a combination of the passion for music had left me. I could not, you know, find the honest passion for singing. And because of that, I was stepping into some other, dare I say, party behaviors to augment my frustrations. And then I think my voice was also suffering. I think everything started to suffer for me. And it did not help restore my passion for music. So eventually, the feeling just got very clear to me that I need to just stop. And I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was going to do or where I was going to go. All I knew is that I can't keep doing what I'm doing. I need to just stop because this is not going anywhere good.
The part I saw, he said, man, I hit the peak. I went as far as you can go with being a rock star, and I needed to do something else.
He said he overindulged in the drugs and the women, and then so he quit, and then he got himself a Harley. And he'd never had a Harley before, had never had a motorcycle before, and just started riding all over the place. And so he did that for the longest time. And then there's just kind of a weird moment here when here's what Dan asked him.
Do you have any children?
Do you have any children?
I am going to decline to answer that question. I do have a child. But in the essence of protecting her, I kind of just don't want to get into that.
I can respect
it. Yeah, I have to protect. And I have grandchildren, too. I want to protect it.
So you have at least one child?
Yeah.
Is it one or more than one?
One.
You have one child and some grandchildren by that child.
Yeah.
Dan wanted at least one or more than one. Was it fewer than five? More than three?
He had a curious... when he asked him something about falling in love with this Kate Nash girl or Kelly Nash, the love of his life, he goes, you'd never been in love like that before? And he goes, I'd been with lots of women, Dan, and she was the first one I felt this way about. But I don't picture Steve Perry as just shagging all the time, you know what I mean? I don't know, he seems like he wants to sing open arms to him, not...
not when we see him now, but like back then, he was one of those guys that he could have.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Come on. Sure, he said he took advantage of it. So he had fun. And then he's maxed out on the fun, apparently. All right, you know who's still having fun is Willie Nelson. The party never ends for old Willie. And Sammy Hagar interviewed Willie recently on Sammy's show, Rock and Roll Road Trip. And they're on Willie's tour bus there. And Sammy asked if anybody had ever been arrested on that tour bus.
All the years you've been cruising around in this bus, smoking dope and stuff, and some of them old times, like in the 70s, did you ever get arrested in this damn thing?
Oh, I've been arrested in everything I've owned.
I guess that was a stupid question.
Yeah, it wasn't too long. It was only a few years back, I think, when there was a bust on that bus. That bus got shut down or something. So
I think they found some mushrooms on that bus, too.
Yeah, all right. And an email here from listener Keith. Brad and John, and this is about, we were talking in the news about, there's a study that came out that said you can, after you're dead, after your heart stops beating, you can still hear things for a while, even though you can hear that you are declared dead.
Your study mind says still works.
Just for a little while, you'll be able to hear stuff. So Keith asks, is there a favorite song you'd like to hear as you pass on? You know, that last song we were talking about, put the earbuds in me so I don't have to hear all these people chattering around me because they might say things about me that I don't want to hear on my deathbed.
They think you're gone.
Yeah, they think you're gone, and they could be telling you what they really think of you.
Or they're fighting over the money or whatever. You don't want that. You just want to go off in peace.
Well, how about this one right here? Since we were just talking about Bob Dylan, how about this song from the Wilburys?
This I'd wouldn't like this be one, one of mine, but...
I like this one.
I know I like this song, like but it's this. Not the last song I want to hear.
The last song you want... Why? Well, what's the last song you ever want
to
hear?
Oh, God, I'd have to think about that.
You know, because how do you... Because, again, you don't know when your brain is going to... When it's...
It might shut off right before the good chorus comes up.
Right, the good part of it.
Shut off right before the guitar solo. You're like, hey!
So give me a verse of this and I'll be all right.